So learning some Reish the Dalad, the Mechaber said, even though a Basar Chai, typically there's a Heter Shehiyah, a Basar Chai, Kedir Chayso, there's no Chashash, Mechata, there's no Shehiyah. Mechaber explained it's only by Kedir in a pot. But Tzli, She'etzel Eish, you're roasting something, not directly on the fire, but near the fire, then there is a Shehiyah, because there is a Chashash, that somebody Mechata will stoke the coals in order to hurry it up, that you're ready to eat it Friday night. So the Mechaber is only a Basar Shara Eish, real meat, like from a cow, from an ox, or Eish, also something that, like, harder meat, that takes more time to cook. A basar gediva oif, if it's, let's say, chicken, poultry, or it's a gedi, also soft from a calf, something like that, and it's cut up, it's cut up with its pieces, there it's mutter, by tzli she'etzel eish, there's no chashash chita, because if you stoke the coals and get it to cook and roast even faster, it'll be so quick that it's going to burn. All it really needs is a little heat from the fire, and stoking the coals to make it go better is getting mafsa, it's got a big loss. There's a special kula the Shulchan Aruch has, a basar gediva oif, eitzel eish, and there's no chashash shami yachata. And the Mechaber says that if it's in an oven that's tach betit, that's sealed shut with cement, then it doesn't make a difference what it is. It's gediva oif, if it's a shar ve'ez, if it's shlemim, or if it's cut up. There's no chashash shem yachata, because since the oven is so well sealed, if you're going to unseal the oven and open it up, the wind is going to come in and blow on it suddenly. The oven's going to suddenly cool off, and that's not good for the meat. It's going to get hard and it's going to get ruined. And the Rebbe explains that according to what the Mechaber is saying, it doesn't make a difference if it's raw, if it's a little bit cooked. You have this hetter. And as long as it's basar shalim, shlemim, gediva oif shlemim, which the Mark explains to me, as long as the main part of the guf is shalim, even if the feet and the hair are not on it, the main part of the shalim has this fact that if you suddenly open the oven for being sealed, it's going to cause it to get ruined, and therefore there's no chashash shami yachata. That was in the oven the way it was in the olden days, this chashash shami yachata, if you open up suddenly the sealed, cemented shut oven, and therefore there was a heter of tach betit, l'shitas ha-machaber. Now the Rama says that there's a difference to Shoshanim, and he says that the minig is to go the next year that he's about to bring, and definitely Bashkenazim, that is the minig. And in a certain sense, it's more machmer, in a certain sense, it's more mekel. This new sheet that the Rama brings now says that if the Tana is tach betit, everything's mutter. So Gabi, Ish, Shemagula, uncovered, everything's aser. If it's in a Tana or oven that's closed but it's not tach betit, that's when there's a differentiation between Gediva Oiv, softer meat, to harder meat, like the way the Mechaber explained, there's a cloak between harder meat and softer meat. So on the one that we're not going to have the special kula the Mechaber gave a basar gediva oif that's menutach levarm that's cut up that is never chashash chitoy because if you machata it's going to cause the burn. We don't necessarily have that across the board heter and therefore agabi eish megula will be also even by gediva oif. On the other hand, it comes out a major kula that tach betit will always be heter whether it's shalim or it's cut up. There'll always be heter tach betit in all cases. The reason for this two heter of tach betit according to the Rama is because the chashash shem yachata, someone might lose themselves, they'll be so anxious to have the food cook better, lose themselves, to forget it, Shabbos, and they'll stoke the coals. However, if it's sealed shut, and you have to start unsealing the oven in order to take it apart a little bit, in order to stoke the coals, to get to the gecholim, in the meantime, you remember it's Shabbos, and you hold yourself back from being mechata. So this heter is very practically negeya, can be negeya to the oven. Nowadays, if we have food going to Shabbos in an oven that's on Shabbos mode, if it's as such that when the oven's on Shabbos mode, you cannot change the temperature, and the only way to change the temperature and raise the temperature in the oven is by taking it off Shabbos mode onto the regular weekday mode. So by the time you finish taking it off Shabbos mode, so you'll remember the Shabbos, and you won't be mechata, you won't raise the temperature. Assuming that the metzias is on your oven, you have to check your oven, that on Shabbos mode the temperature cannot be changed. Similar by a stovetop or a crackpot, if you remove the knob, so also, you're going to start finding the knob in the cabinet, and putting or on the counter, putting the knob back on, and then raise the heat. Also, now if you're going to do that, it has the heter of tach betit. In Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, the ain son cannot roast butzel, onion, bay, and egg, or basar, gabi, gecholim, unless it was done long enough before Shabbos, that's nitzlah, b'od yom, on both sides, the top and the bottom, kamay from the soy, partially cooked, which the Mechaber says is half cooked, we said some say it's a third cooked, said in the past, once upon a top of the gecholim, so then, in a big rush, that should be finished up, and there's no heter of kedr chaysa. On the other hand, once it's passed my from the soy is a kula, even though previously the Mechaber and Reish Negimel said, some Reish Negimel, that Meichem and Desai is not enough, there is a Shia past Meichem and Desai until it reaches the point that it's Pashko Tzarcha Am and Stamak Raloi. Over here, once past Meichem and Desai, that it's half cooked, it's already somewhat edible, at that point there's no Kashashi Mechata, because Mechata now, it's going to be hurried up so fast that it's going to get ruined. It won't be a talus for you. So on the one hand, it's a Chumra, the other hand, it's a Kula over here, in this case of Agabi Gecholim on top of the coals, where the fire. That once it's Meichem Nisai, even the Mechaber agrees to what the Rama says in Reish Negimel, that once it's Meichem Nisai, there's no Chashash, Shem Yechata, no longer there'll be an Issa Shehiyah.